Good afternoon. I'm Steve Hammond with a WBOC News Update. The Delmarva baseball community is mourning the loss of former Delmarva Shorebirds infielder Luis Guevara. The 19-year-old was killed in a jet ski crash in Sarasota, Florida on Sunday. Guevara was signed by the Orioles as an international free agent from Venezuela back in January of 2023. He played 24 games with the Shorebirds after making his stateside debut earlier this season. He had been reassigned to the Florida Complex League Orioles. The U.S. Supreme Court this morning upheld a Tennessee law that bans gender-altering treatments for minors. The high court rejected claims that the ban amounts to sex discrimination. The decision was 6-3 along ideological lines. It's the latest setback for transgender rights, and it clears the way for the medical treatments for transgender youth to be limited in half of the United States. And a homeless village is returning to Lewis thanks to a Sussex County Council decision. It was a 3-2 vote. The county granted a conditional use permit to reopen Theros Village, but council members say the village is not a perfect or permanent solution. A volunteer with Code Purple says Theros Village will be self-governed to help people gain independence, but it will be carefully monitored and taken care of. Those setting up Theros Village hope to have it up and running by early July there in Lewis. And today's heat and humidity could lead to a chance of storms later today, so don't forget to download the WBOC weather app. Steve Hammond, WBOC News.